All right. After we have, we do Basa B'chalav, Bechina and Olivet, we'll have a short Bechina for the next one. And Tfilas Caleb. And Hechshah Caleb. All right. So, Basa B'chalav, how many mitzvos? So the Rishonim that say one, Rishonim that say two, Rishonim that say three. The Bahag, Rasag, according to Rav Perlow, is one. Many Rishonim, as you saw, the Rambam, Smag say two, and there are Rishonim, like the Urayim, Zohar, Akia, and others that say three. So what's it all about? So the first question I suppose you have to ask is, what is meant by the word in a pasuk? So the fascinating thing about the Isser of Basa B'chalav is that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you are not allowed to eat Basa B'chalav. It doesn't say. It's an Isser Achila. How we know it, and how we know the Isser Hanan, the like, there are a million drashos, not a million, there are seven different opinions in the Gemara exactly how we derive it from. But very interesting and significant that the Pasuk itself does not tell me it's Asr to eat Basar B'chalav. And the truth is that the Mishnah does not say you're not allowed to eat Basar B'chalav. As the Rashba points out, the Mishnah says in Chulin, Kol Habasar Asr Levashel B'chalav. So the Mishnah mentions the Isr Bishel. And it also says Asr Lahalos Im Hagvina Ala Shulchan. And Rashi explains why you're not allowed to put it on the Shulchan lest you come to eat it. So it's merames to an Isser Achila, but neither the Pasuk nor the Mishnah actually tells us you're not allowed to eat Basar B'chalav. So the Rashba wonders, why didn't the Mishnah tell us that it's Asr to eat? It only mentions the Isser Bishul and the Gzeira Atu Achila. And the Rashba answers, Delishna Dekra Nakat Dechsiv Lo Tevashel Gedir B'chalev Imo V'Asr Levashel V'Asr Lechol Ke'amar. So when the Torah says lo tevashel, according to the Rashba, what it means is don't eat. It's not the pshat that it says lo tevashel and because there's an unnecessary mention or the like, then memela we know in Isser Achila. No, the meaning of the word lo tevashel, the Rashba says, is lo tochal. And it's not the pshat that it's a yitura or a drasha, it's sounds like he's saying it's the parish of the Pasuk. And
every drasha is really a good thing, Torah?
I don't think so. It could be. I don't know enough about Shitas HaRashba, but I think he says that's the same thing in the Mishnah. As he's explaining, when the Mishnah says, he's saying the Mishnah borrowed the Lashon HaKra. So when the Mishnah says there's an Isser Bishul, means an Isser Achila. The Mishnah does in fact say it, so I don't think it's because he has this yesod that the Lashon of Mishnah is... No, he's saying that's the meaning of the Pasuk, that's the meaning of the Mishnah. And you see a similar thing in the Targum Onkelos, on the Pasuk Lo Tevashel, he writes, Lo Techlun. Now obviously it's significant that it refers to the Achil of Lashon Bishel, we'll get there. But again, what it sounds like from the Targum is that that's what the Pasuk means. If you were translating non-literal, it's obviously not a literal translation, but if you're translating, the correct translation would be lo tichlun. And this might be the opinion of the Rambam as well, both in terms of Lashon Chazal and Lashon HaPsukim. In terms of Lashon HaPsukim, and we'll get back to this more a little later, but when you look at the Rambam, both in the Sefer Mitzvos and in the Perish Mishnayos by the Nekudah Nifla, he seems to assume that the formulation of the Torah is really an Isser Achila. That's why he applies the principle of kol makom da'amar lo sochlon. It includes Isser Hana. And also, it might also, like the Magen Mishnah at least learns, that he subscribes to the Rashba's view that when the Mishnah uses a lashon bishul, it means achila. How do you know that? Or the Gemara, I should be precise. Because the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet writes, Basar of b'chalav mutar levashlo. The problem is that the Gemara says explicitly that it's Asr Levashlo. So the Magen Mishnah, and we'll get back to the details of it later, says that, well, it's true that the Gemara says it's Aser Lavashel, but when the Gemara says Aser Lavashel, it means Aser Lachol, just like the Rashba points out in the Lashon of the Mishnah. So at least according to the Magen Mishnah, again, maybe some disagree, the Rambam, like the Rashba, both in terms of Lashon HaMikra and Lashon HaMishnah, uses this Lashon of Bishul, or understands the Lashon of Bishul, as Achila. Now then, of course, the question is, well, if this is true, if Lo Tevashel means don't eat, so then why does it use the Lashon of Bishul? So for here, we have a number of drushos that we learn. For example, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that we know this, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the drasha Rabbi Yishmael, Tan Be Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Tevashel, Gedi B'chalevi Mo Shalosh Pamim, Echel Bisser Achila, Echel Bisser Hana, Echel Bisser Bishul. And what's the pshat in that drasha? So I think if you learn like this Rashba, what he means to say is, why did it use the Lashon of Bishul to refer to Achila? And the answer is, to learn these drashos. In other words, it's not like a yitur, right? The pasuk pshat when you learn, see that drasha, is like, oh, it says the bishul, good, it says bishul a second time. That bishul is unnecessary, it's redundant, I already know it. Oh, must be the second time is kishing me an iser achila, and then the third time iser hana. But that's not probably the way the Rashba was learning it. So why then does it use this lashon of Bishul and not Achila? Why doesn't it say Achila? Right? The usual way the Torah refers to Achila is with the word Achila, not Bishul. So the answer is, well, we learn all sorts of things from the Torah's formulating the Isser Achila as Bishul. For example, Abaye in Psachim Chafhei says that it doesn't say Achila for Klei Karem and for Basa B'chalav to teach me that you're Loka Afilu Shaloka Derech Hanaso. Right? Like you eat very hot things, scalding things, or very bitter things. And the Rambam will see Paskins that way also. In Chulin, on Daf Kuf Ches, Rava learns that since it says Derech Bishul, we see that there's no Isser Ad She'itein Tam. And the Tur writes that Hotzi HaKasav Isser Achila B'lashon Bishul to teach me that you're not in violation of Minat Torah, only Derech Bishul, right? So let's say Kavush is not Aser Midiraisa. And so the point is that really Lo Tevashel means don't eat. But the Torah formulates the Isser Achila as Bishul to teach me all sorts of halachos. And that's very significant in its choice, but it's still fundamentally an Isser Achila, and we'll see the significance of that shortly. Now, there are other makoros for Isser Achila besides Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. For example, Kol Sheti Avti Lecha, whose view that was, I think, Rav Ashi. Rashi says, Kol Shetiavti Lecha Harei Hu Beval Tochal, and therefore, since it says Lo Tevashel, so the Isser is Bishul, and Memela Agav, I learned Isser Achila, right? I think that's not going to be like the Rashba. In that case, it's pretty clear that the Isser is Bishul, and Derech Agav, I learned Isser Achila. It's not, according to Rav Ashi, that the Taich of the Psukim is Achila. In terms of the most interesting makor in all this is the one that's not mentioned in the Gemara, as though there weren't enough makoros in the Gemara. The Rambam makes up his own one on Parak Tes Halacha Beis, which I guess we'll talk about now, because I think that's also very telling. But first, your question.
Why you say the Torah framed it with Lashon Bishul to tell you that it's official? Wasn't that the most straightforward
But the Isser Achila also is that. In other words, why did it say Lo Tevashel three times?
I guess also, whatever.
Say once Achila and twice Bishul. Say once Achila and twice Bishul. Or say once Achila, once Bishul, once Hana. But why does it do it this way? So the answer is we learn all sorts of halachos from the Torah's choice of formulating it in this way, like it's Aser Shelo Kederech Hanaso and the like, right? Had it even said once, Nisar Achila, used that Lashon V'Achila, then I wouldn't have known that you're Chayav even Shalokadar Hanaso.
Okay, so to teach things additionally beyond the fact that Bishal Sasek. I think that the baseline should be that just use Bishal to say Bishal Sasek.
But again, if you think that the meaning of the Pasuk is Achila, so then why is that? That's why it's a shot. That you have to ask
because
the question within the Rashba.
So
say it only
Bishal.
Once.
Okay,
fine. So what is this Makor of the Rambam? So the Rambam says this very interesting idea. Lo shasak akasa melasor achila, ela mipnei sh'asar abishol. So it didn't have to bother mentioning that it's asar achila, since it asered bishol. Kolomar, v'afilu bishulo asar. What does bishol mean? It means afilu bishol asar. Ve'en sarach lomar achilaso. There's no iser in the Torah of erva of bito, but it aser is bas habas. But clearly, if bas habas is aser, so bito is aser, and therefore there's no need to say it. Now, why didn't the Rambam bring the drasha of the Gemara? So it's not too uncommon for the Rambam not to bring the drasha of the Gemara, to make up his own drasha. Some academics think that he did this lahakchas esaminim, meaning the karaim. The Karaites were those who, in the Middle Ages, like the Tzedukim of the Chazal, denied the validity of the oral law. And the Rambam fiercely battled the Karaites very successfully. By the time the Rambam was finished with them, you know, there's still like a Karaite show in San Francisco, but not much is left. Rob told me he was once walking down to the Kotel and he was schmoozing with two people and they told him they're Karaites. So she said, "Well, that's so interesting." He said, "I see one of you had his tzitzis out." I said, don't they hang their tzitzis on the walls?" She says, "Well, my father's a frum Karaite. I'm like reform." So he has it on the wall, but I'm like a reform Karaite, so I wear tzitzis on my clothing. Anyway, to show that the drashos of Chazal do in fact emerge from the psukim, the Ramban tries to sort of use his own makoros to highlight that the psukim themselves could be understood as referring to the prohibitions in Chazal in a way that's more direct than the drashos that are given. Now the truth is, it's not just the academics that say that, otherwise I wouldn't be mentioning it here, but the Smag says that on this Pasuk. It's a Smag in Lavin, Kufmem, and Kufmem Aleph. So he writes, Yesh lahazbir l'tshuvas aminin. Why did the Rambam make up his own drasha for tshuvas aminin? Shalosh shasak akasim lasar achila elam hipneshe asar habishol klomar filu bishol asar. Fine. So actually that's exactly what the Smag says the Rambam was doing here. He chose this drasha to be makhish the minim.
Isn't this the same but, as the Rashba though? And how do you understand that
no.
Bishol is achila?
Maybe.
It can't just be magic.
No, it could. It's three times. The drasha to very tiny, very small.
No, I'm saying the Rashba is saying that really Bishol means achila. So how
yeah.
does Bishol mean achila? I assume because
no.
when you're cooking...
No, tiny to very small. Tiny very small teaches me that the Torah asered achila. Good. Once we see that the Torah asered achila, that's what the Rashba is saying, is that is the meaning of the pasuk. It's not just a yitur.
It has to make some sense in the Maybe this is the Rambam's how it makes sense. How does Bishol have to do with achila? Because it's saying, don't cook it, meaning don't
good,
cook
so
it.
Good, so then that's the whole makor. What do you need the makoros in the Gemara for? In other words, the Rambam's arguing with the Gemara? So what the Smag says is, no, the Rambam isn't arguing with the Gemara. The real makor is what the Gemara said. So why did the Rambam write this? Tshuvas aminim. Oh. Now the truth is that the Rambam here didn't actually make it up. Entirely. The Magid Mishnah says this is in the Medrash Rabbah. We don't have it in our Medrash Rabbah, but it is in the Mechilta Derashbi. And if that's true, then it actually is a Makor. But then, if that's true, if it is a makor, then hadra kushi l'duchta, why did the Rambam, once he's bringing a makor, not bring the makor of the Gemara? And especially because in Sefer Mitzvos, as you saw, he does in fact bring the drasha of Debei Rebbe Shmuel. So, I would say it a little differently. This is, I once heard this from Rostov. I don't think he was talking about this particular example, but he pointed out that there's two types of makoros. There's a legal source, and a legal source has to be mukhrach. And that's why a lot of times the Gemara will say something like Menani Mili, and it will quote a pasuk. And the pasuk more or less seems to be saying the particular halacha that's in question. And then the Gemara will ask some type of question and go through Halshak Latari and come up with some very far-fetched makor. So what's going on? Because for it to be a valid legal source, it has to be mukhrach. If there's some other possible way to explain the pasuk or explain the din or the like, then it's not a legal source. But then, once you have a source, so you know that the din is true, then we go back and we'll read the psukim in the simplest way if that accords with the source. And that's why you'll find that the Rambam sometimes quotes the sources that are the Havamin of the Gemara. Why? The pshat is that once we know the din is true, then that is in fact what the psukim mean. That's the correct way to read the psukim. It's not the legal source, but it is what the psukim in fact do mean, and that's what the Rambam's doing. And maybe you could say hu adin kan, meaning to say the true makor is, like he says, in Sefer HaMitzvos, because it says lo tevash el gadi three times. We know echad bishel, echad achila, and echad iser hana. However, once we know that achila's aser, so then we could say, actually, what lo tevash el gadi b'chalev imo means, if bishel is aser, certainly achila is aser, just like doesn't need to say bas if it said bas abas. But that can't be the legal makor because it's not mukhrach. Why isn't it mukhrach? I don't know, maybe you could say mechtesi. Maybe bishel is exeris akasav and it asered bishel, but there's no iser achila. So as a legal source, it's not valid. But once we have a valid legal source, namely the three times that it says lo tevashel echad achil echad bishel echad hana, so then I go back and I say, well, really this is what emerges from the psukim, and if so, so then you could say that this isn't just tshuvas aminim. It might also serve as tshuvas aminim, but it's not just tshuvas aminim. This is actually what the pasuk means. In other words, the pasuk means achila and lo shasak because it's included. Now, is there a nafkamina in all this? So, or is this just parshanut? Doesn't mean you can't learn parshanut, but not here. So the Rambam writes this idea of lo shasak actually with respect to a third thing. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, so he writes that Tumas Masa is Mipia Shmua for Tumas Mace. How do we know that Mace is Mitama B'masa? It's Mipia Shmua. Pekama Chomer Advarim Im Nevela Shehi Tumas Erev Eina Tumer B'Oel Mitama B'masa Shenei Amar V'Anosin Is L'Tama Mace Lo Kol Shekein Sorry, HaMace Lo Kol Shekein Uma Nevela Shemaga Tumas Erev Masa Tumas Erev Af HaMace Shemago Tumas Shiva Maso Tumas Shiva. So if you just stopped here, you'd think this is just a regular Kal V'Chomer. The question is he saying something a little more than a regular Kal V'Chomer? But if you stopped here, you would think this is a regular Kal V'Chomer. In other words, what's more Chamor? Tumas Mace or Tumas Nevela? Answer, Tumas Mace. We see it in many ways. Ohel, Shiva, and the like. And therefore, if when it comes to Tumas Nevela, there's Tumas Masa, so Kal V'Chomer for Mace, there's Tumas Masa. And then the Rambam continues. Ein tumas masa b'meis midivrei sofrim ela din Torah. You could say that means it's not derabbanan, it's deraisa. You could even say that it's not just deraisa, but it's considered din Torah as a, in the sense of being mefurish bakra. similar to the Rambam uses the term Divrei Sofrim and Divrei Torah with respect to Kiddushin, which, clear, Divrei Sofrim doesn't mean Derabanan, it means explicit in the Torah, and he's saying that Tumas Masa, this Kavachomer, is so powerful that it actually is a Din Torah, it's not Din Divrei Sofrim. We'll talk about the significance of that in a second. And then he says, Yirali, Sheshasak Mimena Kasel Kedach Sheshasak Miser Habas, Lefisha Aser Beferish Afil Bas Habas, Beshasak Miser Achilas Basim Chalav, Lefisha Aser Beferish Afilu Bishulo, Kach Shasak Mitamas Masa Bemes, Lefisha Time Beferish Afilu Tumas Ohalo, Kol Shekain Masal. So Bekitzer, the Rambam has three examples here of this pattern. We know Isser Bas from the fact that the Torah Asered Basa Bas. We know Achilas Basar from the fact that the Torah Asered Bishul Bas B'chalav. And we know Tumas Masa from the fact that the Torah was Metame Tumas Awel. So, again, is there significance to this form of derivation? So the answer is perhaps. The Kesef Mishnah asks, one second, we said before, it sounds a little bit like this is just a kavachomer, right? If Oel is Aser, kavachomer Mas is Aser. But then we have a problem, because we know Ein Lokin Menadin. Ein Onchin Menadin. You shouldn't get Malkos. We know you do get Malkos. So the Kesef Mishnah gives two answers. The Yesh Lomar, Shemeachar Shebas Habas Ein Asura Ela Machmas Habas Shiima, Memela Mashma Shiasura, Vein Kan Onshin Minadin, Vekach Amru Beperkan Misrafin, Gabi Isser Habas, Vechi Onshin Minadin, Gilui Mosa Be'almahu, Upir Shrashi Kamosha Kasafti. So, in the case of Bas Abbas, he's saying, this is not a Kavachomer, it's what the Gemara calls a Gilui Mosa. What's the idea of a Gilui Mosa? L'chor, the idea is that it's Kolel. The easiest way to say that is that the Isser Bas Abbas is Aser Alts Bas. So, it's not that if Bas Abbas is Aser Kavachomer, Bas is Aser, like a regular Kavachomer that teaches us a new halacha because it's more chamor. No. It's kolalit. The Sibas HaIsser of Bas Abbas is the Isser Bas. The Mela, there's no problem with Onshin Minadin.
That works for Bas Abbas.
Oh, so very good. Now the question is, what are we going to say for the other two? We know that you get Malkos for Achilas Bas B'chalav. So what are we going to say about that? So he continues. Uvaser B'chalav, Mekevan She'aser Bishulo, Have B'chlal Lotochal Kol To'eva, Kol She'tiyavti Lecha, Areu B'val Tochal. The Kesemish's first answer is backdoor. Ah, you're right. What's the technical Azhara? Kol She'tiyavti Lecha. Okay? Rabban didn't say that. He didn't even say that in Sefer Mitzvos. Inami Dimashma Shalo Asra Toira Levashel Ela Kidei Shalo Yavol Lechol. Oh, so the question is, what does that mean exactly? Again, he says, the Torah only asered Bishul lest you come to Achila, and therefore this is not Bechlal Onshin Min Hadin, because it only ossered one due to the other. Again, clearly he's saying over here this is not just a regular Kavachomer. We'll define this a little clearer in a moment. And then he addresses Mace. We'll mention it, though it's not our Iker issue now. Mace, Mashma Degilah Milsa Ba'almahu, Simeach Shematami Magav Ohel, Mimela Mashma Shematami Masa. Fine. So, without the Kesef Mishnah formulation, I would have said that the Makor is actually, because it says Lo Tevashel three times, like he says in Sefer Mitzvos. And what he says over here is how to teach the Psukim, right? Like we just said before. What's the legal Makor? It says Lo Tevashel three times. That's the legal Makor. And Mimela, you get Malkos, because there's an Azara. And what's he doing over here? Here, like we said, he's explaining, once you have the legal Makor, how do you read the Psukim? And then there's no problem at all why you get Malkus. it's sort of like what he does in the first answer, except I don't know why you would pick the drasha of Rav Ashi in Kol Shetiyavti Ilcha. You may as well pick the drasha that he actually quotes himself in Sefer Mitzvos and say it's because Lo Tavashel three times. That's where I would have answered the question for how do you Einon Sheminadin. But let's look at the second answer, the Kasef Mishnah, which is the most interesting, which is that you don't actually need this does not qualify as Onshin Min Hadin. So what does he mean when he says that? So there are sort of two ways to understand this. I, again, initially understood it as something along the lines of a Gilui Milsa. In other words, what he's trying to turn Basar B'Chalav into what the Gemara says about Bas HaBas. And by saying it's a Siag D'Oraisa, basically, by saying that the reason for the Torah's prohibition of Bishul is lest you come to eat it, so then clearly the Isra Achila is Nichlal in Isra Bishul. So it's not a Kal V'Chomer. It's no, the Isra Achila is Nichlal in the Bishul.
Lest you do the
Achila. Yeah. Now, since Bishul is a Gzeira Atu Achila, basically, a Gzeira Daraisa, but it's a Gzeira Atu Achila, so Mimela, the Isser Bishul presupposes the existence of an Isser Achila. And if that's the case, so then that's not a violation of the rule, Ein Onshin Min Adin. Ein Onshin Min Adin is when I use a Kal V'Chomer to create a new halacha. But here, I'm not creating a new halacha, because the halacha that the Torah states presupposes the existence of this halacha.
The Rebbe did flip the order on its head. Like Bas HaBas, the Isser of Bas HaBas is obviously the Isser of Bas.
Right.
Here we flipped it on its head.
The Isser of Bas HaBas presumes Isser Bas. The Isser Bishul presumes.
Yeah, Bas HaBas is Nechlal Bas, as opposed to what Rebbe is saying now is that.
I'm saying
is
the Isser Bishul, the Isser Bishul presumes Achila, the Isser Bas HaBas presumes Isser Bas.
Yeah, which one is
the Torah says Bas HaBas.
To me, there's enough. Right.
And that presumes Bas. The Torah says Bishul, and that presumes Achila.
The Rambam lists both as Lotasik. Bas HaBas and Bas are both.
Ah, so that's an interesting point. We'll get there. In other words, but he also has Bishul and Achila as two lavin. And so that's sort of the way I would have said it. But you could see it in a more technical sense, which is that and maybe this is the way a number of Achronim understand this Kasef Mishnah. Maybe it's because he doesn't actually formulate it in the same way as he did for Bas HaBas. He doesn't use that Lashon of Gilui Milsa. He just says, oh, this is a Gzeira D'Oraisa, right? He says, so there are some that say, no, this isn't a Gilui Milsa. It's not like what we say for Bas HaBas, but this is a new category of Isser called Siag D'Oraisa. And they're nafkaminas to that. There's Rav Yosef Engel is very famous for in Lekach Tov, if you want to see it, Klal Ches. There may in fact be lots and lots of Siag D'Oraisa. There's Bal Yirel, Bal Yimatze according to the Ran, and there's Bishul according to the Rambam, and there's Losik Revu and the like, and many others, you could argue. But anyway,
where is that?
It's a Lekach Tov Klal Ches. I'm sorry?
Veses.
Is that where? Oh, is Veses a Siag D'Oraisa? Maybe. If you hold Vestos D'Oraisa.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you would, because it's not Vestos D'Oraisa, the Pasha Pshat, is that it's just the regular Din of Chazaka. There's no Din of Veses. The Pshat, it's not like, oh, one of the Taryah, you know, we'll make it Taryad Mitzvos, Isser Veses. No. The Pasha Pshat is that Veses D'Oraisa means that we apply the normal dinim of Chazaka, which would Aser Veses. And then the Chiddush is the opposite way, like the Chazanish points out. Why would anyone say Veses D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan, or Lav D'Oraisa? Because it's the normal rules, and you have to give an answer. But I don't think you would say it's a Siag D'Oraisa. It's not the nature of this or Veses. If there was a Lav in the Torah called Vestos, then Mimela, then you could call Vesos a Siag de Raisa. But there is no such law. Anyway.
Explain what this is, or we're just...
Well, we'll see, explain as much as we can. So, are there any nafka minas? By the time we're finished this haktamli, you'll be sick of the haktamli. You'll actually want to start learning basra chalaf. You might already be sick of it, but anyway. Get to the meat and potatoes, the meat and the milk. So, anyway, is there any nafka minas that it's a siag d'oraisa? So, the Rama writes that when it comes to basra b'chalav d'rabbanan, it's not aser b'bishol v'hanar. And this is also the view of the Rambam and the Mordechai. And the Taz notes that the Marshal disagrees, and he says, no, of course it's aser b'bishol v'hanar. Why? Why should it be different than any other gzera d'rabbanan, where we say, kol d'tikun rabbanan kein d'raisa tikun? Right, Lamashal. When they asered Yayin Nesach Medrabban and Stam Yainam, so they made it Aser Bana under normal circumstances. When they asered Chamitz Nuksha and Pesach, they made it Aser Bana. When they asered Klea Karen Chutzlaretz, they made it Aser Bana. They didn't start saying, well, since this is only a Drabbanan version, so we're going to start. We're not going to apply all the Torah restrictions. We say, call the tikkun rabbanan kein d'raisa tikkun. So, now, Lemaisa, the Taz rejects the Maharshal, says, ein lanu ela divrei harishonim ba'achronim. Okay, apparently the Maharshal wasn't an achron. But the question, of course, is, why isn't the Maharshal correct? Right? Why would we say that Basar b'chalav d'rabbanan, whether it's basar of b'chalav or other variations, are not aser behana midrabbanan? So, what's the source? So, that's really what the Marshal is challenging. There's no source in the Gemara. You know, there might be some exceptions to the rule of called the tikkun rabbanan kein d'raisa tikkun, but you need a makor for that. So if you look at the Gra on Netzalacha, right at the beginning of Siman Pezayin, he quotes the Mordechai, who proves it from the fact that, we'll get more into this detail a little, the details of Hanaba Basmachal Drabban later, but just to introduce it. So the diuk is like this. If you remember, from those of you who were in Boston, when the Gemara asked, what's the reason for Gvina Sakam? So it had a whole bunch of reasons. The final two reasons, one was because of Arla, and one was because of Yayin Nesach, that there's chomets in the cheese. And the Gemara said, oh, if so, it should be Aser Bana. But it didn't have that kash on the earlier opinion that said that the reason for Gvina Sakam is Shema Yamidenu Be'or Kevas Nevela. Why not? Wouldn't that make Bas B'chalav, which is Aser Midrabbanan, must be that Basar B'chalav D'Rabbanan, which is this wood, cheese wood, even if you're Maimid B'or Keva, would only be Basar B'chalav D'Rabbanan. Basar B'chalav D'Rabbanan is not Aser Bana. That's the Makor that the Ra and the Mordechai bring. Okay, but could that Makor possibly work for the Rambam?
Why is it not?
Of course not! That's against the Nekuda Nefla! Assume everybody saw the Nekuda Nefla. Right?
You're not going to be.
Because it's Nevela. There's no Isser Hana when it's Basar Nevela B'chalav. Right? Shema, the Gzeira for Bgina Sakam, Shema Yamiden of Orkev is Nevela. So would that create an Isser Hana? Of course not. So. Right. But it says in the Gemara, Shema Yamiden of Orkev is Nevela, not Chuta.
Right.
So that's not a Makor. So it turns out then the Rambam doesn't have any Makor. So what in the world is the Makor? The Rambam made up a halacha that there's no Isser Hana for Bas B'chalav D'Rabbanan. He made up the halacha with no makor. The Gra could not find a single makor for this Din and Shas. I mean, he found one makor, but the makor wouldn't be a valid makor for the Rambam. So, how did he know it? But if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, it's Meduyuk. I don't remember if Yosef Engel says this or not. He might have said this. What's the answer? So, because it would be a gzeira l'gzeira. If you assume that the Isser, Bishel, and Hana are a gzeira atu achila, so memela, this is Rav Yosef Engel's argument. This is what he says is the nafkamina when something is a siag d'oraisa, is the principle of ein gozrin gzera l'gzera applies even for siag d'oraisa. Meaning to say, I would have thought that the din of ein gozrin gzera l'gzera means it's like a double d'rabanan. But you could make a gzera atu, an gzera d'oraisa. So Rav Yosef, if that's true, then there's no nafkamina that it's a gzera d'oraisa. The idea of Rav Yosef Engel is no, ein gozrin gzera l'gzera. And that's true even if it's a gzera d'oraisa. So memela, there can't be a nisar d'rabanan of bishul or hana for bas b'chal of d'rabanan. That would be a gzera l'gzera. Now, okay, so maybe that's an interesting nafkamina for the kesef mishnas pshat, that this is a gzera d'rabanan, besides a nafkamina for malkos. But it's important to note that even if you accept this premise, that this is a gzera d'rabanan, gzera d'oraisa, like the Kesef Mishnah states. It is shayach even in a place, or it's shayach to have an iser bishul, even in a place where there's not going to be an iser achila medin basar b'chalav. Right, let's give an example. We mentioned before that the Rambam holds that if you're mevashel basar nevela with chalav, you're not over on the iser achilas basar b'chalav if you eat that nevela at this point, because ain iser chal al iser. That's a nekuda nifla. But you would be over on the iser bishul in that case. That's clear. So you could ask, how is that possible? How could you be over on an iser bishul if bishul is gzera atu achila, and if you actually ate it, you wouldn't be over on basar b'chalav? So the Chassam Sofer actually asked this question, and he says, oh, you see from here the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. But the answer might be that it's not a kasha, because it could be a siag d'oraisa, but at the same time, it stands independently. The geder of the mitzvah is still a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, right? Bishul is one of the taryag mitzvos, and therefore it stands independently. In the level of Tamei HaMitzvos, it's Gzeira Atu Achila, but it's still an independent mitzvah. I'll give you another mashal, that also from Rostov, different shir. But he said that the Mesil Shisharim quotes the Tana Debei Rebelio, I think. Well, there's a Makor in Chazal that Lo Sikrevu is a Siag D'oraisa. He notes that. But he also writes that Lo Sikrevu is an independent Isser, even though it's Usser, lest it lead to something else. It's an Avos Rabinasan, I think. So the Mesil Shisharim, how often do you get a Diak Halacha from the Mesil Shisharim? But that was Rustav's Diak. Rustav was Medayak from the Mesil Shisharim. Take a look. It sounds that way. That. Oh, I don't remember where. Wherever it should be. So it's Shayach. I mean, it's either there or the one before, right? Or after. Anyway, so it's Shayach to be both an independent Isser and a Siag D'Oraisa of sorts. Now, you could say, no, that doesn't make any sense, because what I'm saying, you know, Lo Darshin on Time of Dekra. So, which means, at least generally speaking, that we don't start making nafkaminas based off of the tam. I'm having my cake and eating it. I'm saying, well, the tam is siag d'oraisa, but there's still going to be nafkaminas like malkos and gzera l'gzera and the like. Which one is it? So, truth is that we do have lots of cases where we start using the reason, or if you don't want to, the geder, or the, it's not a juridical why and not a philosophical why, however you want to say it, but we do things that smack of Darshin and Taima Dikra. But you could give actually here a much more basic answer, which is that a lot of times we have, certainly in the realm of Gzeros D'Rabanan, but I don't see why it can't be true as well in the Gzera D'Oraisa, cases, things that are aser mishum gzera that couldn't actually lead in this case to a Torah violation. I'll give you an example. The Rambam writes that tlisha from an atzit she'enu nakov is a gzera because of tlisha, right? Gzera to tlisha. Now, you can't come to Tlisha with an Atachein or Nakov. Right? There's no possible way to be over in a Tlisha deraisa. But we still say, it's Aser Midirabanan Gzeira Atu Tlisha from an Atitz Nakov. So what's the idea? The Rambam explains that because if you're Mekel to do Tlisha from an Atachein or Nakov, then you'll come to do Tlisha from an Atitz Nakov or from the ground directly. Though in this particular instance you can't. So maybe the same thing over here. If we're makel to allow bishul basar nevela b'chalav, that will lead to achilas basar b'chalav. Even though in this particular case, if you ate this, you wouldn't be in violation of basar b'chalav.
Usually the Torah writes things that are independently asr, so we're just saying that there happens to be this explanation of the thing.
Well, that was the first thing that I said. The first thing I said is that something could be independently usher and also be begadir siag deraisa. It's not a stira.
Why is that? So why do we have to go any further than that? I mean,
because if you don't like it because you think it's too close to, because what's the lamai nafkamina that it's a siag deraisa?
I'm just asking, how is this answer?
This answer is a little different. This is saying, just like in siagim derabanan, we find siagim in cases that couldn't possibly lead to an iser deraisa, but we still say it's a siag. For that iser deraisa. So to here, we have a siag derabanan of bishul. In this particular case of bishul, couldn't lead to deraisa, but it generally would lead to bishul basar b'chalav, and even basar nevela b'chalav could lead to achilas basar b'chalav. So therefore, it's aser in this case. It's not that different than the first answer.
It's not going to lead to it because it's oath, but meaning.
Well, no, because it's nevela. If you eat basar nevela b'chalav, you're not over on basar b'chalav.
I thought I was talking about the Ramah originally.
No, that was, I'm done with that. That was a long time ago. That was to explain the Ramah. Now I'm talking about within the world of the Rambam. How the Chassam Sofer's kasha? I'm trying to answer the Chassam Sofer's kasha.
Right,
let's review. What was the Chassam Sofer's kasha? He said the Kesef Mishnah must be wrong. Why must the Kesef Mishnah be wrong? Kesef Mishnah says that Iser Bishul is a siag d'oraisa. But we find a case where there's an iser bishul, even though if you ate that thing, that iser bishul deraisa, even though if you ate that which you cooked and were in violation of the iser bishul deraisa, you wouldn't be over on iser achila.
What's the example of that?
Basher nevela b'chalav, the nekuda nefla.
We pass him like the.
The Rambam definitely passes like the Nekuda Nefla. Whether we pass him like that is a different jaila. But
he's
the Rambam.
Bishita's Rambam. Okay.
Right, this whole thing is with Bishita's Rambam.
Okay.
That's the Kesher Mishnah is talking about Bishita's Rambam. So we gave two similar types of answers to how to be Miyashev, the Chassam Sofer's Kasha, on the Kesher Mishnah. Yeah.
Then Pasha, where's the word you just said? Then Pasha should be asked to eat. Pasha should be able to eat. You're going to come to eat Basar.
Well, anyways, asa mideraisa. It's a vela.
Oh, I understand. I mean, there's no need to make the gzeira in that particular case because nobody should be doing it.
It's not basar b'chalav because of a reason. A rule, ein iser chalal iser. That's why you're not over on iser basar b'chalav.
I don't know about gzeira d'rabbanan. Why?
There's no need for them to be gozer mideraisa because it's asa mideraisa already.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask all the way back on the Ramah.
On the Ramah, yes.
Doesn't the Ramah quote unquote edit the Ramah to exclude Hana? In other words, Hana. According to the Rambam, Hana and Achila are the same, or they're.
Well, that's the question. What did the Ramah hold? Was the Ramah is the Ramah machalik between Achila and Bishul for Bas Machalik Rabbanan or not? We'll talk about that.
Ramah is though.
The Rambam is not machalik. He says that it's mutter to both be mevashel and have Hana from Bas Machalik Rabbanan.
Well, so why has Hana fit in?
So it's a good question. So Yosef Engel is assuming, and this too, this might be an assumption, but he's assuming that the Iser Hana of Bas B'chalav is also a Siag D'Oraisa. Now it happens to be that there's less of a need to say that, because anyway you don't get Malkos on Hana, according to the Rambam. Why that is an interesting shaila, but we'll get there as well. And it's not an independent law either for the Rambam. And to why that is either, as well. But we should address those questions. Before we address those questions, are there any other nafkaminas that it's basar that it might be a siyag de raisa. So, another nafka mina is the shear for the iser bishel. What's the shear for the iser bishel bas b'chalav? In other words, to get malkos for bishel bas b'chalav, how much does it have to be? So the Gemara Kuf Chesem Beis quotes a machlokas, Rav and Levi, whether it means a kezayis chalav plus a kezayis basar, or just a half and a half. But everybody agrees the shear is a kezayis, right? Question is exactly how. And that's the way we paskin, that a kezayis. So the question is, what does a kezayis have to do with anything? Kezayis is whatever opinion it is. In other words, it's a machlokas, amorayim, whether kezayis of each or kezayis together. But the shear is a kezayis. Now, kezayis is a shear that's always relevant lagabe isurei achila. When it comes to non-isurei achila, kezayis is not the relevant shear. So, the Chassam Sofer asks, why in the world is the shear kezayis? So he says, you see here that the Rambam must be right, that it's a siag deraisa. He also slugged up the Rambam, but it's not nastira. He's raised to him before he slugs him up. To the Kesef Mishnah, I mean to say, not the Rambam. So that might be another manifestation here, a deraisa manifestation of it being a siag deraisa. Another interesting practical nafkamina, which is very interesting, is what about if it's bishul derech hashchasa? So we'll give you a couple of very interesting examples. But give you my favorite one. So, well, there are a bunch of favorite ones for this. I have three favorite examples of this. I'll give you my non-favorite one first. So, if you ever go to Bir Chametz in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not like everybody in their backyard makes like a little fire to burn their chametz. It's like, you know, getting ready for Lag BaOmer. So they have these giant fires. I remember we used to go to my grandparents for Pesach many years in Netanya, and like a couple blocks from him was everybody went to burn their chametz. And for like 3 weeks after the burning, you still smelled the plastic. Like it was still smoking, because people would take like a garbage bag full of stuff, plastic and all, and throw it. And of course you had kids, like, you know, mavish chavaya. So everybody was throwing out their like, again, like all the, you know, they don't have room. The dumpsters are all full because it's Erev Pesach, and like, so everybody's throwing out tons of food and tons of garbage. So people don't have any room for the garbage in the dumpster, so they just throw their garbage into the chametz thing. Well, what's the problem? It's full of basar and it's full of chalav. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked, is it mutter? So his answer is, nachon lihizaher. Okay? But if you look at the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Minchas Usher, he says, Nira de Besreifas Ibud Viklayon Mamish Ein Iser Bishel. And all the Achmonim talk about this, Rav Vadia goes on for pages, Rivers of the Ephraim. Anyway, so that might be one nafkamina. The better example of this nafkamina, which they asked the Tshuvas van Hagos, was Rav Sternbach, is, you know, every time like the government does something you don't like, what's the first thing you do? Kayadua? You burn the dumpsters. Oh. And the tires. You can do that both. But you have to find somebody's tires to burn. The dumpster's always available. So what's the problem? The dumpsters are full of basar and chalav. So the shaila is... I think this is a very good chumrah, actually, that it should be us. Right. Oh, that's it. That's the part. Oh, very good. Listen, if you're allowed to throw the stones on Shabbos, Kal Vachomer, you're allowed to. Okay. So here in YU, we're not so exciting, but there's a YU version of this shaila. Which they apparently, this is quoted in Pnini Harav on page 152. They asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, are you allowed to be mevashel basar b'chalav for a chemical experiment? Stamma was he had one of the Rav's brothers was a chemist, so Stamma, I guess he was the one who asked Rav Moshe the shaila, and that was the Torah Mada shaila. See, B'nai Brak, they ask it about the dumpsters. We ask it about the chemistry experiments. So anyway, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was matir, because he says, look at the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Lo shasak akasim lasar achila, elam ipnei sh'asar abishol, kelomar, v'afilu bishulo, asar v'einsar achilaso. So what kind of kalvachor is it? What does achila have to do with bishul? Says Rav Moshe, you see from here, that bishul, basar b'chol, is only asar when you're mevashel l'tzarach achila. So here, where you're mevashel, not l'tzarach achila, to burn the chametz, or to do your chemical experiment, or the like, memela, it's mutter. That's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says. Not all poskim are so meikel. We mentioned Rav Chaim Kanievsky was at least thought as nachon to be machmir. The Tshuvas Dovev Meisharim, cited in the Hartzvi, there's a shtickle in the Hartzvi about this, it's Simon Ein Tes, writes, he was asked, I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but some type of bedika of chocolate. They would bring different chocolates to see if they're made of basar b'chalav, and you could do some type of test to figure it out. But the test involves bishul. I don't know, you probably know how they did, what kind of test they did. They had a basar b'chalav test. But he said it's mutter only, right? It's like with Willick's Shiva Samimanim test. It's mutter only if it's not going to be Rai Lachila afterwards. If it's Nifsal Machilas Adam, he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, but he says still it's only going to be mutter if it's Nifsal. And if Pete Tzvesach Frank over there says, I'm not even matir that. He thinks that we don't accept this Kesef Mishnah, and it's not a Gzeira, and it's an independent Isser, and therefore if Bishul is an absolutely independent Isser, then the chemical experiments and the dumpsters, all these things are absolutely usher. How did he know it's an independent usher? So he brings a proof from the Ramah. We didn't get there yet. It's in Sivvav, or it's one of the chumras that you might have seen in the Darkei Moshe. But there he writes, Ein levashel bekli she'osin bomayim lechafifas harosh. Why? How do you make shampoo? Kayadua, out of ashes. Okay? So what? Well, the ashes have basar and chalav mixed in. Now, what's the diuk? So the achronim ask, this is not much of a diuk, it's a diuk, he says hikshu achronim, which as far as I know is the placey. So it's a diuk in the kasha of a placey. But anyway, the placey asks, why is the bishul not asar? Right, again, what does the Ramah say? Don't use the pot that they use to cook the shampoo because it has basar b'chalav, right? So why are you allowed to cook the shampoo in the first place? And that's the place he's kasha. We'll see what answers when we get there. But what kind of kasha is it? If you learn that, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it's not a kasha. So you could have said, oh, from here we see that Rav Moshe is right. Another raya. But instead, the Hartzvi says, no, you see from that kasha that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's wrong. And therefore, from that kasha we learn that bishul is an independent isser, and you can't burn the dumpsters, and you can't make, you can't do chemistry experiments with basar b'chalav and the like. And you also see that from the kler that the achronim have, I don't remember who, but some of the achronim discuss about Bishul Bas B'chalav by Ner Chanuk. It's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. Because what if you're going to have chema mixed together? You know, you make your oil out of butter with fat, animal fat, and they clear about Huxel Mitzvaso, it's Asa Rechila, and this and that. And they say so. But Lamaisa should be mutter if you learn like Ramosa Shalavachik. So you see another raya that it's at least the poskim, many achronim assume it's an independent iser, and levice, of course, that is the psak of the Badei Shulchan, that it's aser.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do Regarding the place seed, you're going to be netting shampoo, no?
Oh, so it's another shadow why there's no Isra Ana. We'll get there when we talk about the shampoo Rama. But let's.
But there is no Isra Ana in the place.
Yeah. It's because you're not Nana from the Basar B'chalav, if you want to know the answer. In other words, the Basar B'chalav does not make shampoo better, k'yadua. It's just, the ashes are what makes the shampoo better. It happens to be that mixed into the ashes in the bottom of your oven is Basar and Chalav. But there's no Isra Ana over there because you're not Nana from the Basar B'chalav.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another, I guess, quasi-application of this, but it's a good excuse to get into this topic, is... what about being mevashel nevela or chelev with chalav? What time is it? All right. So the Gemara discusses this in Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. Itmar ha-mevashel chelev b'chalav, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, chadam ar-loka, v'chadam ar-inoloka. So originally we think they're arguing about iser chalal iser, and the Gemara says, no, kulei alma ein iser chalal iser, achila kulei alma lo pligi de lo laki, ki pligi abishel. Mandar maloka chadi suraho, meaning to say it's an independent iser. Mandar mer eno loka lahachi afka rachmana lachila b'lashon bishol keva d'alachila lo laki abishol nami lo laki. And then vikaman d'amri abishol kuli amalo pligi d'laki keep the afirat. Anyway, Maisa, according to one approach in the Gemara, the machlokas amoraim was, if you're loke on bishul, even though you wouldn't be loke on achila, because they nisr chalal iser, or no, are they independent? So the Chassam Sofer says, this is all saying Chassam Sofer, it's on Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, it's over there, Dibur Maschil Lahachi. He says, you see that this shaila, the Kesef Mishnah, is actually a machlokas in the Gemara. That's the machlokas. Would you get malkos on bishul when there's no malkos on achila? Now, obviously, that's not the pshat in the Kesef Mishnah of the Rambam, because the Rambam thinks you do get malkos on bishul even when you wouldn't get malkos on achila. But yet, at the same time, according to Kesef Mishnah, paskins that it's a siyag d'oraisa. So, like we said before, the Rambam wasn't looking at it that way, but the way the Kesef Mishnah understands the notion of siag d'oraisa, which is it an independent iser or just a siag? So that gufa is the machlokas of the Gemara. All right. Anyway, there's more to talk about this, but you can think about it on your own. What this brings us to, though, is really the famous Nekuda Nifla. It's very interesting. I was very excited that the Rambam uses the Nekuda Nifla, you know, in the new translations of the Rambam. So they still keep the Nekuda Nifla, which is very good, because everybody refers to the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam. And let's say, like, the new fancy-schmancy translations of Peshav Shnayis, let's say they like, took out Nifla and they started calling it Nekuda Yafa or something like that. But somebody showed me that in the Arabic, it also says Nekuda Nifla. Actually, Nekuda Nifla is the Lashon of the Rambam. So he was machaving that this would be known for perpetuity as the Nekuda Nifla. He loved this part so much that he coined the term. So what is the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam? So before we get to the Nekuda Nifla, let's actually start with the Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Pei Zayin. So the lav, first of all to note, is achila. It's achilas bas b'chalav. And he addresses the question of why is it that he didn't make three mitzvos of hana, achila, and bishul, and he only did two, namely bishul and achila. After all, in light of the drasha of Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, really we should have counted three lavin, or one lav, but two doesn't seem to make any sense. So he writes, Ulamaksha, I'll just read through it because I think a lot of important nekudos come out. Nekudos neflos. Ulamaksha sheyiksha v'yomar le'eze davar manisa iser achilaso v'iser bishulo shtei mitzvos v'lo timne iser hanaso mitzvah shlishis. Hinei adah maksha she iser hana Ein ra'ui sheyimna mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, mipnei shehu v'isr achila inyan echad. Sheha'achila min mimine hana. Now, if I were to stop here, the impression that I would have is that really this is an isr hana, and achila is min mimine hana. In other words, there's two lafin, isr bishul and isr hana. And achila is one form of isr hana. That's what I would have said. But when you read on in the Rambam, you see clearly that's not what he means, and certainly from the Nekudah and the Flah, but even within the Sefer Mitzvos, you see that's not what he means. Let's read on. V'amru yisporach, b'davar shehu lo yeachel, amnam hu dimyon midimyone hana, v'akavana shehu lo yehanebo, lo b'achila v'lo b'zulasam. V'amram aleim ha-shalom, kol makum shenamar lo sochal, lo sochlu, lo yochal, echad isr achila, v'echad isr hana, b'mashma, so the Rambam proves this point from this principle that we accept lahalacha, that anytime the Torah says lo sochal, really it means iser hana as well, unless it states otherwise explicitly, like nevela. It's a great rule because there are three times as many exceptions to this rule as applications to the rule. But anyway, that's the rule. Now, when you read this at first glance, you're very surprised. Why? I'm talking about you, because the Rambam, he said, like, addressing the Peter. When you read this, you think. So, I can tell you what to think. The Rambam tells me what to think. So, when I read this, I was very struck, because that's a great rule, and I understand that that rule, that idea of kol makom shenemar lo yochal echad isur hana b'mashma proves his point. Except it doesn't prove the point by Bas B'Chalav, because it doesn't say anywhere in Bas B'Chalav lo sochal, right? How is this a rule for Bas B'Chalav? The answer, as we'll see him state even more explicitly shortly, is that actually, like we said back at the beginning, the Rambam understood that lo tivasho means lo tochal, and therefore it is appropriate to apply this rule again as a raya to Bas B'Chalav. In other words, you could have mamash said fakir. You could have said, bishlama, if the Torah said lo tochal bas b'chalav, then I would know to count iser achila as a lav and not iser achila v'ana. But since it deviated from that pattern, then adarab, I should do one lav for achila and one lav for ana. But the Rambam doesn't say that, because the Rambam thinks that it did say lo tochal. Ah. Ulefi ha-shoresh hazeh, in ra'i shiyimne iser achila v'iser hana shtei mitzvos. V'ilu maninu osam shtei mitzvos bas b'chalav hay ra'i kumo kein b'chametz uve'arla uve'klei ha'karem shiyim b'chal echad me'ilu arba mitzvos iser hana mitzvos ne'atzma. Now again, you see mamish what we were saying, because in all the other places the Torah said iser achila, right? And he's saying these are places where the Torah used the lashon of achila. There is an iser hana, but I count it only as one mitzvah, namely achila. But maybe that's because the Torah formulated it as an iser achila. But the answer is, like we said, here the Torah also formulated as an iser achila. The Mishnah Lamelech cites this, and he sort of highlights our point. He says, this is in Parkei Mishodi HaTorah, one of those 20-page Mishnah Lamelechs. Avlo yadati ma'inin zel zed, b'chol surim lo baz harim yuchedis b'sarana, aval b'baz b'chol av baz harim yuchedis b'sarana. Right, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about, because adarabba, this undermines his point. But the answer is, the Rambam didn't think it undermined his point, because he thought it said achila in the Torah. Okay. Mitzad shenafel be'elu v'lo mana zulas halav sheba b'isra achilasim levad v'chlal zeh isra na kamo shehinachnu kamo kein yipol v'bas b'chalav. So just like Klei Karam, I don't have to isurin, isra achila and isra na, so too, bas b'chalav. V'nishar b'kan she'ela achas levad. Wouldn't that be amazing to say that? I only have only one question left. V'hi, ki yesh le'omer shiomar, achash isra hana yagia me isra achila kemo shebiru ale mashalom. La'eze davar hayetzarch hakasov elav shlishi bebas b'chalav at shetiaser ba'anak moshmianu. Right? Your mom says the same thing. Since the Torah said you can't eat it, even though the Torah didn't say you can't eat it, but it really did say you can't eat it, so why did it need the third one? It should be enough to just say two. Lo tevashal twice. One is achila, and achila is kolul hana, because anytime it says lo sochal, it means hana, and here it also says lo sochal. And also one for bishul. Why do you need three? Oh, he says, well, actually, because we learned certain halachos, but shuvah zeh, shehu hutzrach el zeh, mepnei shelo ba, bebas b'chalav, lo tochal mimenu, shemimenu nesur achilav hana, ulefikach hutzrach lav, leser hana. Good. So, again, what are we saying? That at first glance, it sounds like the Rambam saying, this is really an iser hana, and achilah is min min mine hana. But when you read on, and if you learned it that way, that's why some people say, wow, Sefer Mitzvah is associated with what he says in Nekuda Neflan, Perish Mishnayos. Because there clearly he says the opposite. There clearly he says it's an iser achila, fundamentally. But the answer is that even in Perish Mishnayos, it's clear. He thinks this is an iser achila. This is fundamentally an iser achila, and the iser achila is kolel in iser hana. So what's the yesod in the Perish Mishnah? So now let's look there. That's the famous Krisos Per Gimel. And he goes through all the rules of when we say Yisr Chalal Yisr and when we don't say Yisr Chalal Yisr. Basically, we never say Yisr Chalal Yisr except for three exceptions: Yisr Mosif, Yisr Kolel, Yisr Vasachas. And then he gives an example. Hamashal B'kach. Imaya basar nevela, o basar behema tumeya, o chalav shen is bashel b'chalav, sorry, chalav shen is bashel b'chalav, lo yochul iser basar b'chalav, al iser nevela, she yehei ha'ochel mimenu, chayav shtei malkios. This is the Rambam Mitzvah Vorin Shas, the Gemara we quoted before, that at least if you hold ein iser chalal iser, so when you cook chalav with chalav, or nevela with chalav, there's no iser basar b'chalav chal on the basar. We have to talk about the chalav, but for now, the basar. So why is that? The reason is because ein iser chalal iser. And this doesn't qualify as either an iser mosif, or an iser kolel, or an iser basachas. Now the problem with this is that you could have actually argued that it's both an iser kolel and an iser mosif. It's an iser because why? A, you're adding the iser hana, and B, because it's chal on the chalav in iser basar b'chalav, presumably. So we have to find out if that's true. In other words, when you cook the nevela with the chalav, so even if the nevela doesn't become aser al basar b'chalav, should the chalav become aser? Chalav
is asering the chalav.
Chalav is basar. Okay.
It's not
so that would be vasachas then. Another chalav becomes aser vasachas. Both out when the blios of chalav go into the chalav, right. There's both the vasachas. There should be an iser basar chalav, right? Mm-hmm. So the Rambam, this could be an example of a vasachas mosif and kolel, right. But apparently it's neither of them, neither of those three. So the Rambam at least addresses part of that, right? Why not? So he says v'yesh b'dvarinu elu nekuda nefla na'ir elaha. Vuadin menevela biyoso iser mosif kamoshimanu kan bechelav hakadshim vichiyavnu alachilasu biila machmashenosif bo iser hana. Just like by kadshim, we say that the iser hana, if you eat chelav kadshim, it's a double iser. You get two sets of malkos for the chelav and for the meila, because when it became hektish, that was an isher sif. Regular chalav is mutter banah, now became aser banah. So let's say the same thing here. Regular chalav is mutter banah. When you cook the chalav together with the chalav, it should be an isher mosif of bas b'chalav. Vatshuva lekach, shebas b'chalav, lo nasar b'hanah, elamachmas, she'aser akasav achilaso. lefi aklal shebiyarnu shekol shenasar b'achila nasar lehanos bo ad sheyifrut l'chakasav. In other words, that din, the Rambam is doing the same thing as he did in Sefer Mitzvos, that din of kol makom shenamar isra achila isra hanab b'mashma ad sheyifrut l'chakasav is telling you, it's not just like a yalfusa, but it's teaching you a fundamental principle about the nature of that Isser Hana and the interrelation, the interaction between Isser Hana and the Isser Achila. What does it tell me? It's telling me that that since it says Achila, and Achila means Hana, so the Isser Hana should not be viewed as a Tosefes upon the Achila, and that's why this isn't an Isser Mosef, because the Chelev was Aser B'Achila beforehand, and it's still an Isser Achila. It happens to be it's an Isser Achila that's also Aser B'Hana, but it hasn't care. It hasn't. There's no transformation. In Isser Mosef, it's not the Kudin Chalas saying Isser Mosef is not just a technical Tosefes that an additional thing that was originally Mutter now becomes Aser. No, it has to be a transformation. It has to. There are categories of Isser. Isser Achila, Isser Hana, and if there's a transformation, it goes from being an Isser Achila and is transformed now to being an Isser Hana. It's Mosef, we can say Isser Chalal Isser. But here, Chelev is an Isser Achila, and Basar B'Chalav is an Isser Achila. Was an Isser Achila, it's still an Isser Achila. Happens to be it's an Isser Achila, Sheesh Bo Isser Hana Gam Kain. But it's still fundamentally at its root in Isser Achila. And Isser Mosef is very conceptual. It's not technical, it's conceptual. We have to define things by what they are, and that's the yisod of this Rambam. If you take a look at the footnote in the new fancy Rambam's Perush Mishnah, it's a very strange pshat, which I think is totally wrong. But if you want an alternative to what I'm saying, he says it's because the Rambam is based off of Kol Shetiyavti Lacha, which is very fair, because the Rambam doesn't even hold a Kol Shetiyavti Lacha except in the realm of Psul Mikdash. Anyway, So 1 second. In other words, no, Bishul is a separate Isser. Now, but the Isser Achila, the Isser Hana is tafel to the Isser Achila. It's Nimshach Betolda from the Isser Achila. Right? The formulation of Torah teaches me how to view this. And that's the Yesod of Rabbi Avo. Right? Rabbi Avo is not just a Yalfusa, how we know Isser Hana from Isser Achila. It's a Geder. What is the Geder of this? It's a geder of Isser Achila. The Isser Hana is tafel. Now, this is all with respect. Now, this is not the only type of Isser Hana. That's what the Rambam is saying. Now, there's just two types of Isser Hana. There's Isser Hana from Machalos Asuros, right? Like Chametz BePesach, like Klei HaKarem, like Arla, like Bas Machalav. Anytime it says Achila, and Bas Machalav, because the Rambam thinks it says Achila. Masha'en Kain, if you have a Isser Hana, let's say, of Kachim, it's not Pshat. The Isser Hana of Kachim is a Totsa'ah of the Isser Achila. Right? The Pshat is that fundamentally it's an Isser Hana. Like, that's why you're Chayv Me'ila, even if it's not food. So, Mimela, when the Chelev, which was goes from Isser Achila to Isser Hana, because it becomes Hektish, so that's not, that is an Isser Mosef, because that's a transformation, right? Every single Isser Hana has to be characterized according to the Rambam. Is this an independent Isser Hana, like Me'ila or Avodah Zarah, and then we'd see it as an Isser Mosef? Or would we say, no, this isn't an independent Isser Hana, this is offspring, I don't know, a totsah of the Isser Achila. The Isser Achila is kolel hana, but it's not an independent Isser Hana. And the examples of that are what the Rambam says, Chametz Pesach, Klei HaKarem, Arla, Basar B'Chalav, and that's the opposite of Me'ila. Okay. I guess we'll have to stop here. There's a lot more to say in Nekuda Nefla. Maybe we'll mention it a couple more Nekudos on this Nekuda next time, but let me just take your question. You get the last word.
I was just wondering why in the Sefer Mitzvos he quotes the Gemara of Lokal Bishulam, Lokal Chilasa. In other words, in a context, it seems like if you're loka on the bishul, so then you're loka on the achila, which seems to go against this nekudafa.
I mean, that Gemara is the makor for the Rambam.
No, but yeah, I agree. The first side of the Gemara is the makor for the Rambam, but the second side, which is what he's quoting here.
Let's look at it together. I'm not sure which line you're referring to in the Sefer Mitzvos. We'll look at it. Okay, so we'll stop here. Show me tomorrow.
Yeah,
I've done. Okay.
There's a call of Rebbe. The way the Rebbe is.